everybody out there inside of your heads, because that's where we are currently. This is Phil from DestructoBox.
And Joey from DestructoBox.
And we are recording our very special holiday Boxcast Spectacular.
It's pretty good, right? Oh, whoop.
You're ruining the holidays, just like your wife.
I think these sound effects I stole from the internet really just sell holidays. I got a couple other ones. But also
the holidays
really
aren't for sale.
Okay, sorry, I derailed it. This is really staticky.
Just like Christmas always is. Full of static.
Staticky. And sticky.
Yeah, well, we're celebrating. You know, time zones apart. But, you know, we're together in all the ways that count.
What? We have cameras pointed at our genitals. That's Christmas.
Christmas cams.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas cams 1 and 2 are in effect. And I must say that the mistletoe was a nice touch, Joey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's not getting a lot of love, just saying.
Yeah, well, I went with the tinsel look. I was feeling a little David Bowie, a little flashy.
Sure.
I like it.
I think it's pretty good.
It's the what took the most effort was just sort of braiding it in with my pubes.
Unnecessary, yeah. But I really, really appreciate it, I will say.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when you're at the office, you just have to not do any of the work you're supposed to do and braid tinsel into your pubes.
That's an awkward when the boss comes in type of interaction.
Yeah, especially when they're like, what are you, French braiding? And you're like, no.
This is normal braiding, like you're supposed to do with pubes and tinsel.
Yeah, American braiding. Only American braids in my pubes.
So you can really tell from the way we're talking, this is the holiday special.
Holidays.
Yay.
There they are.
I'll turn it up some more. All right. I technically didn't buy those, so I don't know how long we're allowed to play them or anything.
This is we're in uncharted waters or whatever out here. Where we can throw away around racial and other inconsiderate slander and not be judged for it, right?
Yeah, back out on that there internet.
Well, so you're preparing for the family to come in, staying with you for the holidays?
Yep, it should be fun. Aside from the massive amounts of cleaning I have to do before, I think it should be good.
Well, if you guys would just sustain some kind of level of cleanliness
for the rest of the year. No, we don't, though. Yeah, well, I suppose it's this cleaning stint will probably last us into sometime in March. So, I mean, that's how it tends to work. Kim is over there shaking her head at me. She knows it's true. We live like heathens. It's fine. We just pretend to be adults when the family comes.
You take steps in the right direction, though. Like you no longer deal with cat litter and the smell of the cat. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
The cat, the thing, the the presence that the robot left behind.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually did. I ever bring that up on the Boxcast before?
I don't think so, but that's why I'm trying to bring it up because it amazes me.
It still hasn't really worked. Full disclosure, I am toilet training my cat right now. Pickles from Stripteased, the cat, is my cat. His name is Robot. We are teaching him to use the toilet with this thing that they sell in Sky Mall. So we went through the entire thing once and thought we were done, and then he just started shitting and pissing all over the floor. So apparently it didn't take, and it has like one more backup set, I guess, for this exact case or something. So we started over, and now the downstairs bathroom is completely dedicated to cat. There's a sign on the door. So
that robot's personal bathroom.
Yeah, I will say it was really funny the first time I walked in on the cat taking a shit. Just not really something I thought was gonna happen. Yeah. He's just like, okay, well, I'll just do this behind the toilet now. But I really hope it works this time, because it's hilarious every time I see it.
And then there's just going to be a bunch of videos online of Joey's cat taking a dump.
Pretty much.
It's going to be called the Robot Poops.
The website, yeah.
Robotpoops.com/poopvids.
Sounds pretty good. But yeah, after that, and then Kim's family's coming a couple days after that. So
in-laws
time. Are you just staying in Chicago, or?
Yeah, no, we stay in Chicago. Most of my family lives in the suburbs, so we'll wake up here Christmas morning and exchange presents, and then, drive down to Indiana and exchange more presents, and then drive back up to the Chicago suburbs. And do the whole drinking the night away celebration with my family.
Excellent. That should be good.
Any excuse for family to get together and get a little too hammered. my family takes very good advantage of it. It's not never to like any kind of horrible degree, but I think the Thanksgiving tradition that did come through again this year was about midnight. Everybody's one or two drinks over that filter that, you know, keeps you from making horrible decisions.
Sure.
Everyone pours a glass of champagne into solo cups and marches down the street to the cemetery that's close to my family and shares a drink on the graves of all of my deceased relatives.
Wow.
Sometimes the cemetery is not open, and so, you know, you have 40, 50 year old people climbing the fence of the cemetery trying not to spill their solo cup filled with champagne. but they find a way in.
Get everyone Camelbacks.
It's the Christmas card photo opportunity.
Sure.
Every year. Can you jingle some bells?
Yeah, actually I can. They're pretty jingly bells.
They sound jingly.
Mm-hmm.
A little saggy. A little swollen.
This one's actually my favorite. Kind of get like a regal vibe.
Yeah, I feel like nodding my head back and forth. Peppily.
So this is Christmas Time, the podcast.
Speaking of Regals, I've only ever owned Buick Regals. Fun fact.
That's a car joke. Right?
Honk.
We
don't have a car.
Ha-ha!
That's exactly what the Regal horn sounds like. I'm glad that you could pull up that sound effect just for me and my nostalgia.
I was scrambling around the soundboard. Like, I forgot where that was. Glad I got to use it.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
How about we just get into news?
News! News! News!
So do we have any news?
We have a little bit of news. If this is going up when we think it will go up, season one is officially over.
Hooray!
Hooray!
I mean, boo! No.
No, hooray!
Hooray!
It's taken 5 years. And
for us to make one season of a cartoon.
One season of a web cartoon. But I feel pretty good about it. We sort of talked last podcast about the risks we were taking with it, and now we don't need to be as obtuse about what we were talking about, but we really wanted to get in both of the Christmas specials and also not make it just rehashed to end the season, which is sort of why we have this overarching story for all the Christmas specials of the old Joey and Phil storyline, and then it ending the way it does. We also have plans for that, so.
And we've already made some headway into what will be season two as far as story planning and figuring some stuff out. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think they're going to be a lot better. I mean, you know.
Definitely more plotted out and everything. So
yeah, it was weird I mean, as a lot of fans, longtime fans of the show know, we re-released a lot of stuff, polished but still re-released, and then mixed in brand new stuff. So we want to try to keep to a linear storytelling method, at least, you know, even loosely. So that made it a little bit difficult because we're releasing things that we made 2 years ago, and then
out of
the
order
next one
from when we initially did it too. So.
Yeah, then the next time we're releasing something that we just finished making 2 days before it goes up. So now everything's going to be brand new moving forward, and definitely going to elevate in quality and some of the humor, and
definitely expanding the world a little bit, which we've been wanting to do for a long time. And now that we have this, what we feel are a great cast of characters, it'll be fun to kind of finally be able to utilize them and not worry about introducing people. It's like we have Edgar and Frank and Julie and Bear Warrior and Brett, and they're all kind of tied to the apartment in some way, and we don't need to worry about that anymore. We just need to start making new stories, and I think it's going to let us do a bunch of really cool stuff next year. I think we already have loose plans up to episode 4 or 5 for next season, which is, we've never done that ever, I don't think.
No, we've only gone, like, made things as they came to us. And I mean, that's sort of the thing with the web, is it's not like scheduled or programmed terribly, at least in the vein the television is. So when you finish something, you put it up, and then you know, sometimes not as finished as it could be, or sometimes not as thought out as it could be. And then you have to jump right into making something else because, you know, you don't want there to be too big of a gap between times you put something up. So, so now we're going to get to a point where there's going to be probably longer gaps or whatever, but I'm excited for the quality of the episodes coming up.
Yeah. The long-term fans, that won't be anything new to them. I mean, I think when, like, before the whole Mondo thing, we would try to get one up a month, if I remember. Like Phil was saying, it's this new stuff where we're really going to hit the ground running with it and get a lot of cool character things in there. So stay tuned next year.
I'm excited for a lot of what's coming up in the next year for us.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, else should be excited too.
Oh yeah.
You guys.
With DB, and, you know, I'm going to make a really big push to finally get some shirt stuff off the ground, and, you know, we're going to be a little bit more diligent with the podcasting schedule. A lot of that is on me, and I've been failing everyone because I know this is the most popular thing that we've got going for us. I think it's really more just cathartic and therapeutic for us to talk about ourselves for 2 hours.
That's probably true. I feel pretty good about it by the end of it. But yeah, I will have a mixer coming, so that'll help.
Oh yeah. As part of the Christmas list? Is that what Santa's bringing you?
I asked Santa for a mixer. So hopefully
he doesn't rape you. Right?
I've heard that's what happens, yeah. But I mean, as long as I get a mixer, that's cool, I guess.
And he doesn't leave it in your butt.
Right.
Also moving on with the news, next year, if you stayed for the after party, I don't know how many episodes ago.
I think 2 ago, maybe.
Of the Boxcast, you heard the full theme for a pilot that we pitched to Mondo, titled Game Program Attack. Very much from the mind of DestructoBox's own Joey Reinisch.
Thank you.
And we are moving forward with that series. We're going to be working on the pilot, a lot coming up at the end of this month and into January, and then that should launch probably by sometime in February and be running alongside DestructoBox. So we're going to have a couple shows going, and, you know, twice the nonsense.
Hopefully, right? Everybody loves it. Yeah, we'll see how that pilot does. Oh, text. Sorry, everybody.
I'm told people like video games.
I am a fan of video games.
Do you guys? I would like, if you like video games, email us at boxcast@destructobox.com and tell us what video games you like.
If you have a question about video games, I would like to answer your question about video games.
We could do a Game Corner.
Yeah, do like a sub. That's way better than Grandma's Grandma Corner.
What? That
Worst show ever.
I planned an entire segment for this podcast that's Grandma's Grandma Corner.
But I will answer all your video game questions. We need more mail. Send me a video game question. Even if it's an opinion one, I will give you an opinion about a video game. I ain't scared.
Have you, Dan Harmon jumped back on the Indoor Kids podcast and did a Church of Skyrim episode.
Awesome.
And they talk a little bit more about video games, but I could listen to Dan Harmon talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I watched the Christmas Community special again today for some reason. The one, I think it may have aired a week ago, where
the musical one,
the Glee Club one.
Yeah.
There's something about Christmas songs and those people singing them. It just really makes me happy.
Just watching Alison Brie.
Yeah, mostly that one. Pretty good, everybody.
I did tell my wife tonight that I do have a thing for Alison Brie.
How'd that go?
I had to go back to the closet.
Get back in the closet, Phil. Record your stupid podcast.
So that's where I'm at right now. Stuck in the closet, recording this podcast with my cocktail.
It's pretty good. I think we're coming up empty on mine. We did witty banter intro and news. That's two segments. I think it's almost time for a refill.
Well, I think...
we're still talking news. This is the news segment. Last news item, Lindsay Lohan, Phil, was in Playboy.
You don't say.
And don't want to get anyone's hopes up too much, but no bush. Just going to say that.
Is it a political statement?
Yeah, no. Well, maybe, but yeah, it's one of those Maxim-esque spreads. And
she's got one of those genocide crotches.
Yeah, I
occupy. Well, nobody's occupying her crotch, so
everybody's occupying her crotch. Anyway, I just thought I would let everybody know. It's like more of a public service than news. Save your money, everybody. Not really.
I was gonna spend the big bucks just to see. Lohan. The hair down there on Lindsay Lohan. Does the carpet match the curtains? I don't know, but I'm going to pay for it.
She's
but
doing like not a, even, a...
No evidence. It's been stripped clean, waxed away.
It's like a Marilyn Monroe-esque thing, and it's really disappointing. I just want to... You know, I don't even really think it's...
I bet Marilyn Monroe had a huge bush.
Probably, you know, like being 800 years ago. Saggy, too. You know? Just
huge drapes.
News!
So that was a very informative news segment we had this time.
You know what I learned?
Hmm.
We are sad.
I think that's the overarching theme of this whole
Christmas
podcast.
Is depressing, apparently, and we are just scraping the bottom of the happiness barrel for anything. Mm-hmm. I've got a smile plastered on my face. I don't know why it's not coming across.
I you know, it was nice to talk about the end of season one and GPA pilot. Like, that's part of why we're getting so exhausted, getting all that stuff out. And, you know, and then the Lindsay Lohan thing really didn't help cheer up the holidays at all.
No, I mean, she's just not good for any kind of positive energy whatsoever.
All right. You want to?
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
The Lindsay Lohan?
Is this really Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, this is the Hollywood starlet Lindsay Lohan.
Because Lindsay can be a boy's name. Also.
No, I'm the one that's on the Playboy with, you know, the boobs.
Both of them?
There's two boobs.
Yeah, the both the boobs. I just wanted to, I'm doing a public service, calling people to let them know that there was no bush in my Playboy centerfold.
We already knew about that. We've been talking about that for like 20 minutes.
We spent time talking about that at length, but...
It's just, there's a reason, and I wanted to explain myself. It's that, apparently, the amount of drugs and alcohol I do causes you to grow a dick. And I really wanted to keep that out of Playboy. I thought that would be bad for my image.
Can you, if you don't mind, can you list off of the sort of dick growing cocktail that you've come
like
up
all
with?
The yeah, like the kind of drugs you're into?
Not that I'm asking for myself. A friend of mine would really like to, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if it works to enhance regular dick.
I'm not curious about that whatsoever. I'm just
okay. So if you drink a bottle of vodka a day while snorting horse tranquilizer,
so you're drinking while snorting?
Yeah, at the same time. It's very, very difficult, but it gets you like so fucking high, you guys.
That's just like a pleasant side effect from the dick growing.
So then you buy 3 bottles of NyQuil and some of that stuff that it's like you spray in your throat when you have a sore throat and it makes your throat all tingly.
Like Banaka?
I don't know what that means. I just, you know, get what I get. But if you pour that into another glass and then you drink that and then you do a shitload of heroin, then you'll start growing a dick.
That's how do you find out something like that? That's kind of a weird mixture of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're as famous as I am, you got to be on the cutting edge of the stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know. It's this here, no there. It's the dick.
Yeah. So you're ashamed of your penis?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's a pretty good one. Pretty good set, you know? Like, fucking hangs down and stuff, but I can't show that shit in Playboy.
Is that your only criteria for having a good penis? Is that the fact that it hangs down?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really know a lot about what makes a good dick good, but I know what I got, and I know that it hangs down really far, and I know that it's kind of like shaped like a W.
And W.
Yeah, so it's like it
like 2 curves in it.
Yeah, it's like, maybe it's not really like it's kind of dick like it hangs down from the top of the thing, and it's got some weird bends in it. But I just sort of assumed it was a dick. Again, here nor there. I didn't think that was something that should be in Playboy, right? So, I'd appreciate it if you guys would support me in my art of showing my boobs, but understand.
Is it functional? Is it harder at times?
Well,
than
yeah,
other times?
I mean, it's soft, it's a W, but when it gets hard, it becomes a capital W.
Oh. I'm liking this. This is like, I have this other podcast called Grandma's Grammar Corner.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, can I get your, off the air, I'll get your contact information.
So Phil, please stop pimping Grandma's Grammar Corner on this podcast.
I'm just doing a little bit of booking, okay?
Okay. I'll wait over here.
Capitalization is a big deal.
I will pretty much take any part. I'm very desperate.
Okay. and so back to your penis. Now, it's not just some sort of like collapsed vagina or something, because I've heard that it can just fall out.
Well, I say it could be collapsed if whatever collapses just hangs on the outside. You know,
I'm told that can. I mean, I have never Googled it for fear of what I find, but
well,
I've heard that you know That's something that ladies have to worry about.
I will say I trip on it a lot, and you know, it's not something that.
Oh wow, that's pretty.
It's
impressive.
It's getting bigger. I feel like maybe I should go to the hospital, but.
You think you're allergic to something?
To
heroin, maybe.
I don't know. I really love it, so I don't really care.
That's true.
It just keeps
it doesn't make sense. People aren't allergic to things that they love.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And then it makes it really easy to snort coke off of. You just snort it right off the top of the W. So I got a lot of other calls to make, but I felt like I should call you guys and let your public know that there was a reason I did not show anything there.
I'm sure that the 10 or so 13-year-old boys listening are pleased to know about your W.
Lindsay Lohan's very W penis thing?
Yeah, the whatever. I'm going to go because I'm sad inside. So I'll talk to you guys later.
We've been commiserating about the holidays.
Yeah.
Before you go, what do you want for Christmas, Lindsay?
For Christmas, nobody's ever asked me that before.
Well, pretend that I'm Santa Claus and that you're sitting on my knee. You are wearing clothes in this scenario. So that might, I'll give you a minute.
Am I supposed to suck your dick before I tell you what I want?
That happens after.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll play Santa and you play yourself.
Sure.
And we'll just, you know, I'll find out what you want for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, hello there, younger girl. How are you doing?
Hi, Santa. I'm a professional Hollywood actress. I would like a thing.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, that's wonderful. Why don't you tell Santa what you would like for Christmas?
I've heard those iPads are pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
So, but I would still just like a bunch of heroin instead.
There is actually an app for that. If I give you an iPad, you can order heroin via the iPad. Heroin.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. I'll just keep growing this thing, and I'm sure there'll be a market for it someday.
Cassandra's confused. I'm not sure what.
See, I got this, like, W penis thing.
Oh, really? Can I see it? Can Santa see it?
It's here nor there.
Santa would love to see this W penis thing. It gets very lonely in the North Pole, and I'm really looking for any kind of attention that I can get.
All right, Santa. Well, what does this do for you, North Pole?
It's not so much a W as if a capital E sort of fell onto its side. It's very rigid.
Yeah, it's
cornery.
It really hurts when people touch it, so don't.
You should. I just once.
Just no. You well okay.
Remember, I am Santa Claus.
Yeah, give me the just one quick one, and then just give me the hair.
That is normally how this works.
Okay.
All right, I'm touching it.
Yeah.
It looks hard, but it is definitely, it's like quicksand. It's sort of sucking my fingertips inside of it.
It does that when I'm aroused. So you should probably back away because it's been.
Oh, okay, guys, I got my hand.
It does that.
Can you just go?
Santa, I'm really sorry.
I'm elbow deep.
Do I go over here to get the heroin or? Oh God, this is happening. Oh God. Okay. Does anybody have like a turkey baster or like can jump on my stomach really hard because he's like way up in there? All right, I am a professional actress. My name is Lindsay Lohan. So I should, So this actually happened, I guess. This has become a very meta phone call. So I'm Lindsay Lohan, and I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna go find more heroin for my W penis. Goodbye.
Okay, thank God she's gone.
Wow,
she sounds awful.
Really real.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I didn't know how to get rid of her, so I just thought I would play along.
She's pretty much the worst phone call we've ever had. I really hope she never calls back.
I actually had a lot of fun. Lindsay, if you happen to listen to us, you can call us anytime.
You can call Phil anytime. I will not be here.
I am recording Grandma's Grammar Corner 100% of the day, all the time, every day.
All the day, all the time.
I leave a lot of voice memos on my iPhone, and then I forward them to my wife, and it's just basically grammar tips.
Mm-hmm. And then Kyle helps you, and nobody listens to it.
He doesn't really help me. He just takes credit.
Oh, sure.
Well, following that...
I don't know how we can.
How about we do some negative comment theater?
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
Never seen Destructo Box. Now I have a reason to not watch, because it sucks.
What the fuck? Why don't you flat out just call your viewers retarded and save on animation if you're just going to give us this crap?
What is this Minecraft shit?
Well, that was gay. This episode is worsted than the last episode. Aka, Pilgrim thanks Blockalypse. T_T.
God loves you, and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only way to him. Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again, so that all who believe on him will have eternal life in heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
I hate you. This video is stupid. Destructobox, you must die. Bang, bang.
Thank God they redeemed themselves after that last greasy horror show.
No offense, people, but for my opinion, I think this is gay. I have a feeling the creators of this show are huge faggots.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
I'm probably going to be all coffee the rest of this show.
Highly caffeinated and a little dark.
Very dark. So, I know this is going to be kind of random, but I wasn't going to break these out unless I thought we really needed them. And judging from the last half hour or so, we need them.
What are you talking about, Joe?
Well, I mean...
Hey, I don't have a soundboard, but I have a stuffed pig.
That's... Phil's soundboard is a stuffed pig. So apparently, if you order meat online, they send you little packets of things where you can... Like, you don't... If you're ordering meat online, you don't know how to talk to your family, so they send you these little cards so that they can give you things to talk about. And I thought I would break a random one out just to kind of see... what we have here, because we obviously need some Christmas spirit. Yeah, my voice got weird.
Totally in the dumps.
My voice needs some... Ugh. Well, I don't know what happened there.
Have you been eating balloons?
I've been... It feels like I've been talking in a really grovelly voice for a while. I'm not really sure what's going on.
You're becoming a man, Joey. It's called puberty.
All right. Finally. First conversation card. Let's just try one out here.
How do these work?
I think you just read what it says, and then we conversation about it.
Okay.
So, first conversation card, and maybe the last conversation card. What was your best holiday gift ever? Follow-up question, the worst.
That's a great way to raise spirits.
Yeah, I know. Odds
what
are,
was your worst Christmas memory?
Odds are someone around the table has given you the thing you hate the most. So can you please talk to them about it right now? Because now is the time to air your grievances. Phil, what was your best holiday gift ever?
I think the most excited that I've ever been for a Christmas gift in my entire life, it's one of two things. It was either they used to have these kind of like pillow pal type guys, like small pillow guys, and I got a Raphael Ninja Turtle pillow guy.
Awesome.
And it like totally made my childhood. Like it's something like you could wrestle around with. I remember having an Ultimate Warrior one.
Eventually. I also remember the Ultimate Warrior one. I'm pretty sure I got that from my grandpa.
Yep. Yeah, so I but the Raphael one like totally made my childhood. That was an awesome gift. And I remember getting the He-Man sword.
What?
The same year.
What? Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's probably in my parents' basement, to be completely honest.
Oh my God.
Because if you go back and look at like I'm sure unless your parents are horrible, they have picture books of you when you were younger. And there's just like this Christmas where every picture I've either got this Ninja Turtle pillow or a He-Man sword. And sometimes both of them in the same picture.
Perfect. But
I kind of wish I still had both of those things.
I really hope you still have the He-Man sword somewhere.
Next time I'm at my parents' house, I'm going to be rummaging through their basement in the piles of hoarder-esque piles that sort of occupy my parents' basement and digging up old toys.
Totally worth it.
He-Man sword.
You gotta get one of those like sword mounts for the wall. But don't tell your wife. Yeah,
just display the He-Man sword.
Yeah, exactly.
By the power of Grayskull.
We'll also get a couple more He-Man swords because I don't think they sell those racks in single. So you got to have a couple of He-Man swords.
I do have the Peter Pan sword from Hook, I believe. It made like a bell sort of ding when you would swing it around like it was metal, clanking metal.
That's not bad. That's not as cool as a He-Man sword.
It was no He-Man sword.
No.
What was your best Christmas gift?
Best Christmas gift? Pretty much every Christmas gift is the best, Mom and Dad.
Quit pandering.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
What was the best Christmas gift you ever got?
The most recent best Christmas gift, I will say, it was probably when I got my PlayStation 2, because that was the year like those things were impossible to find, and I guess my mom... It was before I even really talked to her about it. Kind of Mom and Dad talked and picked up on that whole thing and I guess got a reservation in super early. And I was resolved that I wasn't going to get one, and then I totally got one and it was awesome. No He-Man sword. I can't mount my PS2 to my wall. But...
You could, but it just wouldn't be as impressive.
Yeah. So that was a pretty good conversation card. We didn't talk about the worst gifts.
To be honest, though, I don't remember what the worst gift I've ever gotten was.
I'm not going to say. I'd feel really bad. Okay. Okay. I'll say it and I'll think about whether or not I want it to be in the actual show. The worst, at my wife's egging me on off mic. My wife, Kim, and I got matching shirts from a grandma. Kim, from her look, is also remembering this thing, but they were in the same box. There was a light baby blue one and a like lighter yellow giant like 2XL shirt, which was for me, and they were matching North Dakota shirts, and it said North Dakota across it, and underneath that was potted plants with a bunch of really like Easter colored flowers. So Kim and I, as a gift one year, got matching North Dakota pastel shirts. And I will say that that's probably the worst thing I've gotten, but it's one of the few clothing gift items I still have because it's amazing.
Yeah, you just sound like ungrateful pieces of shit.
I know. That's why I didn't want to talk about it.
No. I mean, I wish that I could remember. Like, every bad gift I've ever gotten quickly turned into the greatest gifts. Like, high on the list. Like, you know, Ninja Turtle and He-Man Sword sort of fall in line with, like, best gifts because of a nostalgic reason.
Uh-huh.
But, like, my cousin got me this lava lamp that had sort of a porcelain and hand-painted wolf sculpture on the top of it with a mountain range at the base of the lava lamp.
That's awesome. What are you talking about?
And I had it in my room at college. You had to have come into my apartment senior year. It was in the room.
I never saw it.
And it was one of those gifts, like, when I opened it, I was like, what the fuck is this thing? And then when I, and then like 10 days later, I was like, I don't know if he meant it, but this is probably one of the coolest fucking things that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I use it so much because it was just like, I forget what he, you know, I love my cousin so much. Like, he's the same age as me. So, like, uh-huh. In my family, there's a lot of us. So then Christmases, we just sort of paired up with our closest age,
right?
Aged cousin. And, like, we only bought gifts for each other. And I was just like, there is something about him. He fucking gets me. Like, he knew that I wanted this more than I knew that I
wanted it. I was gonna say, he got you better than you got you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I learned more about myself from getting the wolf lava lamp than.
Please tell me it's still in your room.
You know, Caitlin likes to put kind of like a blanket over it sometimes, but nothing gets me in the mood to make love like a little bit of a lava light.
Perfect.
Basking in the silhouette of a mountain wolf.
as is tradition. So, should we continue on here?
Probably.
Okay. All right, let's
going off of Christmas themed things, as is the Christmas show, how about we do some commentary?
Talking about episode commentary.
I like those comment cards.
Yeah, they're kind of a nice bonus. You get a bunch of meat and then you get some conversation.
Meat and conversation.
I would have preferred more meat, but I guess I can take some conversation too.
Just can't beat your meat, Joey.
That meat is the best. The best meat.
So we are in commentary, and as is fitting, we are going to go with the very first DestructoBox Christmas special from a couple years ago, actually, the mm-hmm. original. And this is the first one that we made long distance, which is apt.
That is correct. You were home visiting, right?
I was home visiting the family, and I think I called you in a panic saying, Joey, we need to do something for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
I wrote this. I did a draft of this poem. You need to read it. And then we rewrote it like probably 10 times after that. But
in the span of like a day and a half.
Yeah. And then this was one of those things where you animated it with nothing to go against. And it sort of got built in post after that. But just like, you know, we knew certain things that needed to come in. And then you just kind of did it blindly.
Yeah, that was the original one, though, not the one we're about to watch. To be clear.
Oh, which one are we watching?
No, I mean the version before we cleaned it up for Mondo and then added all this other stuff.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's at its heart, it's the very first one.
Yeah, the actual Christmas story was
so what?
Conceived and created in a span of 2.5 days, I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, of course, talking about Santa is Coming.
A little double entendre there.
Yeah, and also, I think, I'm pretty sure that actually, like, coming as in a penis ejaculating is still spelled the same as, like, come, C-O-M-E.
Yeah.
but it's shorthanded to C-U-M so much that people don't know that it's actually the same spelling.
Listen, guys, we know our ejaculation vocabulary.
Yeah, homonyms. All right. Grandma's Grammar Corner.
Grammar Corner, tune in for the worst show ever. Tune in.
Not the worst show ever.
Anyway.
I'm glad that I knew homonym off the top of my head, by the way.
homonym?
Homonyms. So coming is coming. Mm-hmm. And Santa happens to be coming. So if you queue up Santa's Coming on your playlist, and before we press play and you hear your noise, I want you who is listening to this podcast and actually syncing up the commentary to leave a comment that you are listening to the commentary. And we will check the video to see if you, you know, are actually listening to the commentary and watching the video at the same time, because I really like this segment. Mm-hmm. And I just need some kind of validation
that, that's right,
that it's being, you know, it's legitimate in some capacity.
Should we come up with some sort of like super secret phrase or something? Or
I just tinseled my pants. That's your super secret phrase. If you are listening to this podcast while watching the video, I want to see, I just tinseled my pants.
And I want you to know that we will see it. We will see you guys doing this, and we will appreciate it very much.
We will appreciate it, and we might message you.
Hmm. You know,
who knows?
We don't for sure, but we might.
We don't know for sure, but what I do know is I've got a stack of stickers sitting on my desk.
I have a stack of stickers.
I have nothing else to do with, so I can only put them on, deface so much public property. And hand them out to my coworkers every other week before yeah. they start to catch on.
Before I find them in the trash can.
So yeah, I just tinseled myself on DestructoBox. Santa is coming. Let's go on this ride. Joey, hit the sound.
All right, and we're off. As Phil mentioned earlier, as we talked about earlier, the original, the story bit of this, which is what we're going to lead off with here, has been retooled, but was this part of the story is the one that we did in the span of 2 days. But since then, Brian has reanimated it and added a bunch of really nice little character stuff with Santa.
Well, we even noticed things in the most recent past that were not fixed in the second
yeah.
coming of it. Like Phil's face being off of his body.
Yeah, that, it's fixed in this version, but apparently we released it with one of Phil's eyes hanging off his face.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
That's quite a lot of... I never counted the number of beer bottles. Also comment with the number of beer bottles in this scene.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just so maybe I don't have to go through the trouble of counting. I like that wrapping paper on Phil's...
That's hand-drawn wrapping paper, I will say.
Is this the first instance... Well, no, I guess Tea Party was the first instance of a beard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that beard is actually from Tea Party and then just tinted white.
So, and then, and this was sort of the early phases of our sexual perversion. So I think that if we were to make this today, we probably would have showed a lot more.
That's probably true, although I would have been very uncomfortable the whole time. There's just
I'm constantly pushing Joey further to step up his like rapey game.
Yeah,
in the episodes. Though we did sort of ruin Joey's clothes a little bit. Is that the lint trap outfit?
No, I think that's a... I'm pretty sure that's a new one for this. I don't remember. That sounds like something I would do, though.
This is my aunt's favorite episode, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the original Christmas one. She wondered why we ruined the classic with this new with, part.
Oh, really? She didn't dig it?
She just was just like, you know, I think just on principle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the obituary.
Yeah. I'm sure people pause and read that. I will say, like, as a whole, seeing all these extra bits as they came out probably didn't make as much sense as we would have liked, but I think the end game of all of it, I still feel is very worth it.
Yeah, I'm excited for where we're going with it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are currently still happening. I mean, the podcast is out, but while we're recording this, there's still a lot of work left to be done.
We're talking in the future of we're magically done with everything.
But I think old Joey and Phil are going to be around for a while. And there's the tiny text that I hope you blew up to read. And yeah, watch more of our show.
Watch Company for the Holidays, the lead-in to all of this nonsense.
Yeah, that one makes no sense.
Apparently.
That's been commentary.
Talking about episodes. Episode commentary.
All right, well, I suppose in the future, I hope you guys all enjoyed the rest of the Christmas stuff, but I know as soon as we're done with this, Phil and I have to actually finish making the next two things that you will see.
Yeah, they were super awesome, slash will be super awesome.
If they aren't super awesome, someone in the future should probably tell us. Really, like within the next couple hours.
Don't say anything because I'm fragile.
My ego can't take it if you think they are very poor. But it's
they didn't perform it. The first two didn't perform as well as I thought they would.
Yeah, I think it's part, you know, the release schedule on the channel is getting kind of crowded too.
Yeah, I mean, Mondo is very popular, and they're really pushing for some more stuff. Hence, us having a second show that's coming out. And I'm not going to complain. I think that we've sort of built up a pretty solid fan base, and I'm really happy with the people that like DestructoBox.
Mm.
And we've got a really good amount of dedicated fans listening to us and communicating with us on a regular basis. So,
thanks all you dedicated fans.
Yeah. You know, speaking of our dedicated fans, it seems like a nice segue.
It does.
Into a little thing we call the mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
All right.
Wow, we're just working the segues hard.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Riding them.
Ugh. My segue is raging right now.
That would be a good Christmas present.
A segue? A
segue. Yeah.
I was thinking, I've never ridden one of those. I kind of want to.
All right, so when you come back to Chicago, they have Segway tours of Chicago.
Awesome.
I think we're going to do one.
I'm pretty sure I saw one of those go by, and I'm also pretty sure there is no way to look cool riding in a group of Segways all wearing bicycle helmets.
Because, well, they make you wear the most flamboyantly colored bicycle helmets possible. It's like you're either wearing parking cone orange or hot pink or...
The ones with all the unicorns on them.
Highlighter yellow. Yeah, the unicorn ones.
I call dibs on that one.
Yeah, it's like Monopoly. You get your piece, and then you choose it, and then you live with it. And then you go into bankruptcy, and your family holds it over you for 20 years.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, so we're in mailbox.
Nobody asked any Christmas questions.
I think these like questions were asked a couple weeks ago.
It's like we didn't even call out for Christmas questions.
Yeah,
probably intentionally.
Yeah, we didn't want to like anchor in the timeline of this. Although we are talking a lot about how it is a Christmas episode, so
yeah.
I guess we have like a week. All right. First in the mailbox, Brian Bauer says, how many bottles of whiskey does it take to create an episode of DestructoBox? It's a pretty great question. I know...
Probably at least two.
Yeah, I know Brian drinks while he animates. I drink while I draw and do the final exports and effects and stuff.
I drink to forget.
Phil drinks to not feel stuff. I would bet that the amount we spend on whiskey evens out with how much we make off the show.
I think we're still in... Like, we lose money.
Well, I definitely, with, like, these Christmas episodes and getting all that stuff out, we're in the red for that. But it's at least funding itself. The show is funding its own whiskey habit for the most part at this point. So that's pretty good. I will say that I went through a Scotch kick for a while until that got too pricey and then just kicked it back to that giant bottle of Tennessee Jack Daniels.
Which is still not the cheapest thing you could be buying.
No. I mean, you could definitely be doing like the plastic handles. Which
I've got a bottle of J&B waiting for you, Joey.
Oh God, I haven't drank J&B in a long time. Like that used to be my go-to Scotch whiskey. I don't know if any of you guys have had J&B. If you guys are old enough to, or stole it from somewhere. But it kind of tastes like an ashtray that was filled with water and then poured into a bottle that said J&B. But I used to drink a lot of it.
Sorry that I got it for you then.
No, I loved it. It's a very distinct, hard to adjust to flavor. If
that's
you
why
can,
I haven't had any of it.
Huh?
That's why I haven't opened it.
I will say, if you can afford the Glenlivet or Glenfiddich, you
those
should
are
do
the
that.
Only ones that I like, yeah.
Yeah, you should do that instead. But J&B, you know, make you grow hair in weird places, I guess.
I'm waiting for Lindsay to call back.
She can. I could page her. She's got a
paper. Just I think we're good.
Okay.
moving on.
So yeah.
Got another one. Got some couple questions from the infamous Mark Gadosh.
Gadosh.
Question one. Since you've stated numerous times that you tend to drink while recording the Boxcast, which is your drink of choice? Well, that's apt, because that's what we've been discussing. And my personal favorite is Michael Collins. It's an Irish whiskey. I can drink that straight, which is great. And I like to rhyme, so.
You prefer the Michael Collins to Jameson?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Michael Collins is... I mean, Jameson is great and all.
Are they comparable, or is Michael Collins another step up in terms of price and everything?
I mean, price-wise, they're pretty comparable. Michael Collins might be a dollar or two more for a bottle, but
okay.
I think it's definitely worth it. And you can actually get like single malt Michael Collins or aged Michael Collins,
yeah.
Which is I've noticed is not... I mean, you can get aged Jameson and stuff, and that's fine, but... the Michael Collins is my preference.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had that. I feel like I haven't, but
I mean I had it when I lived with you.
So maybe I tried it then. I tend to not drink a lot of Irish whiskey. Maybe
they're a little sweeter.
Yeah, it's kind of Canadian whiskey esque, which is probably why I shy away from it. I like the turpentine feel of like sour mash, like the Jack Daniels or like a good Scotch. So I like to feel like I'm dying as I drink my booze.
So what is your choice? What is your,
if I could pick label? Anything to sip on, I would like to be in a good supply of Glenlivet 15 year, which I'm pretty sure you had at my house one time, and that stuff is delicious.
Yes.
That goes down very, very smooth.
The only scotches that I like are the aged, Glenlivet or the aged, Glenfiddich.
Yeah, I think a default Glenlivet is 12 year, and same with Glenfiddich, but there's a shocking 15. Difference in 12 to 15 year, and 15 year Glenlivet is amazing. So I get maybe two bottles of that a year, and it's, like if I drink it, I'll start off with a glass of that and then move to something else just to kind of space it out, because it's a little pricier, but totally worth it. So,
yeah. Well, question two, what are your characters' drinks of choice? And I actually came up with this recently, so I'm pretty proud of it. Phil's is called an Irish breakfast, and it is Irish whiskey and Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Box Phil's. We used to talk about marshmallows on
his Twitter, yeah.
Box Phil Twitter feed. Yeah,
yeah.
I was just gonna say the nameless beer that seems that everyone in the show seems to
they
drink.
Ripped the labels off of.
Yeah, the non-labeled beer that is just beer. Every time Joey's drinking stuff, it's just beer. Not right. A particular kind or flavor.
All right. Question three, who is your favorite comedian?
This is a loaded question.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short and sweet and say that currently my favorite is Kyle Kinane.
Oh, I was going to say Kyle Kinane.
Well, we can have the same favorite because we're
Kyle Kinane is Sam awesome. Person. His album Death of the Party, I'm pretty sure is on iTunes, but everybody needs to hear that one. Really close behind, if not on par, is Patton Oswalt is always one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, he opened for Patton a lot, so.
Yeah, he yeah.
And I would say that everybody should go out and buy the $5 Louis C.K. live at the Beacon Theater because
it's great.
It's fantastic, and it's $5, and it's also super exciting that he made so much back.
Yeah, he posted a thing that said it actually kind of worked out for him. It's definitely, people still need to keep buying it, but an hour of a live stand up, you know, original material for only $5, and it's straight from Louis C.K. It's not going through other channels and stuff, so it's pretty cool. Louis C.K. is also amazing. That goes without saying.
All right. Question 4. If you could personally throw a person out of a 20th story window, who would you want the falling person to crush and kill down on the ground? I'm going to say Arnie Dibbles.
I'm also going to say Arnie Dibbles now.
Good. All right. Moving on.
He should probably call us.
Yeah, maybe. If he wasn't such a pussy. No. Question 5. Where were Rajul and Batul in the Penal Pals episode? They went to Dale too, didn't they? Also, did I spell their names right? Well, unfortunately, you didn't spell their names right.
The spelling of the names that we made up in the horrible racist version of those characters.
Yeah, we won't even go into the spelling.
Yeah.
Just know that you got it wrong. As far as where they were, probably being anally raped in another song. Probably.
I know we talked about getting them in there at one point, but that was after we expanded it to include Julie and to include like that little scene with Edgar. And the episode was getting so big. And that was before we realized we were going to split it into two parts. And it was like, to get one more reference in there, it would have really just like, it would have, we probably wouldn't have gotten it done in time. I did think, it's like, oh, if we just have them like walking by the cell or something. I was like, well, that, I regret it. I also would like to see them again someday. With pretty much every character in the show, I'd like to bring them back if possible, but it just has to work with the arc that we are planning.
Yeah, and we just have to warm up on the racist voices.
That will take seconds. You know this. Right. So that's all from Mark. Moving right along, we got Joe Murphy. First question from Joe. Will there be a Bear Warrior prologue episode to see how Bear Warrior became Bear Warrior?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, we as part of our planning for next year, I've already talked about, you know, kind of where we want to take the Bear Warrior saga. But
I mean, we've got definite plans for Bear Warrior, and depending how long we get to keep making these, I'm sure we'll explore a lot of facets of him.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of great stuff we could do with it. It's we don't want to do the Bear Warrior show, I think, is part of it, which is probably disappointing to hear from for a lot of people.
Yes.
Question 2. If you and Phil were able to have anybody in the world, as in to date, marry, etc., who would it be?
I think in the theme of the holiday episode and the recent community episode that we've both talked about earlier in the show, I'm just going to go with Alice and Bree for both of us.
Okay, that is very good. But Phil, you've made a rookie mistake. It's understandable because you are just married, but I would like to say I have who I would like to have out of anyone in the world, and that would be my lovely wife, Kim.
Is she still in the room?
She may be over on the couch.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure
so
this still counts as points.
We both know that it's Alice and Brie.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Kim indeed.
Just smile and nod.
Mm-hmm.
Alice and Brie.
Kimberly Reinisch.
Good.
Number 3. If you guys made a film about your lives up to this point, who would be playing as you and what would the film be called? We answered like a porn parody.
I think something along these lines. I don't remember what my answers were, so I'm just going to say the giant from Big Fish and the name of the movie is Bigger Fish.
Okay. I remember it was Wilt Chamberlain and Jonah Hill. I guess I'm Jonah. No, Phil, you're Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah, and you're Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I guess I'll be in Bigger Fish too because I didn't come pre-prepared with like a cooler title.
I totally prepared that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't think of stuff on the spot, so I didn't do like my pre-writing for all this or get my writer's room together for all the questions. Okay. Number four, if you had to get rid of Brian, how would you guys replace him?
Probably robots.
Or we would get Brian and capture him and call him New Brian, and he would just do whatever we say.
Yeah, and he'd wear really pretty lipstick.
The prettiest lipstick. And like those kind of dresses that ruffle at the bottom.
Yeah.
Also, I have a whole closet full. We should go get Brian.
Brian.
Brian. I think we may have mentioned it a little before, but I used to animate the original Destructobox. I think it stopped around pea soup time. I would prefer to never have to do that again. Because it's just not as good, and Brian has really turned the show into Brian's style. So there is no replacement for Brian.
Except
hear
robots.
That, Brian? Except for when we capture you and make you wear pretty lipstick.
Yeah.
And call you other Brian.
Hey, newer Brian.
Hey, new Brian.
Your lips are looking real nice.
I bet they're very soft. Number five. What do you guys want for Xmas? Number V.
Roman numerals.
Yeah. What do you want for Xmas?
Avid editing software.
I would like a soundboard.
So I can be fancy.
So we can make more box casts, because I like talking into microphones. The end.
So guys, you can just send that to us.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to buy us a soundboard and you want to buy us Avid, shoot us an email at boxcast@destructobox.com and we will, we'll give you a place to send that to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. We've got a returning favorite coming up next. I say we do these rapid fire only because we're short on time and there are a lot of them.
Okay.
And he even prefaces his questions with the quantity, a quantitative statement. So it's a regular on the show, regular on the Boxcast, Mr. Steven Sagasse. I don't think we know how to really pronounce his name, even though he writes in every...
Sagasse. Steven Sagasse says,
I have a lot to say, so get ready.
I'm ready.
All right. After watching the episodes and listening to the Boxcasts, I have created the perfect character. The racist homosexual megadick, RHM. RHM is a racist homosexual, but is also homophobic, somehow. RHM is a square penis, which isolates him from the normal RHMs and their parties and gatherings. He has suicidal thoughts, and often talks about choking himself to death, which is immediately followed by a masturbation joke. This isolation causes him to become a porn addict. Specifically to photomosaic pornography. The only friend he has is Phil, who shares his rare square penis disability.
I don't know, that wasn't a question, really. Yeah, it wasn't a question. I really like the idea that there is a race of RHMs. Like, he's different from other RHMs, so not only is he an RHM, but he is different from those.
That sort of makes his plight a little more dynamic and interesting.
It's like exponentially plightier.
Really heightened the plight.
Heightened plight. All right. Well, maybe I'll draw a picture of that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good picture.
Yeah, I'll draw that. I need things to draw.
Steven, keep emailing Joey until you get your picture.
Please don't email me, but I may draw a picture someday.
Just email boxcast@destructobox.com.
I'll post it on the Facebook and no one will know what that is.
But you will.
I will.
Well, you will, and Steven will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two. What do the wives think of all the porn jokes and references, like the photomosaic porn? For that matter, what do they think about the whole thing, cartoon and Boxcast? Well, personally, over dinner, actually this evening, my wife told me that she hates digital Phil in all forms.
I have heard that. She's not a fan of your alter ego.
My wife doesn't do Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, which is probably good.
Or the internets.
She internets when she has to.
Mm.
But it's probably for the best. Kim loves it, from what
Kim loves all of it. She loved it so much that she went upstairs and went to bed. I think she's fine with it. I don't know if she's ever listened to a Boxcast all the way through. I played her some of last week's from the character pitch segment. She seemed to have an okay time.
They're very supportive in any regard.
Because they know one day when our band makes it that they'll be along for the gravy train.
Baby. My cartoon. It's going to take its places.
Have you seen it? Do you know how funny it is?
Yeah, you know how popular we are?
That's why you married us.
We've got thousands of views.
Collective Baby, listen. 2 million views on YouTube.
Babies.
Babies, plural.
Have you seen this?
They know. Phil, they know. That's what they wear on their fingers, man. All that popularity in the form of a ring that we paid for with all the...
all the things?
I don't know.
Number three. This one's for you, Joey. Mm. How does Joey feel about Phil having 3 times the followers on Twitter?
I mean, that's fine, I guess. Whatever. But I don't go on Twitter. I'm not...
Yeah, Phil feels pretty good about it.
Phil feels good about it. I tend to not go on Twitter unless I get a thing on my phone that says someone talked to me on Twitter. So I'm pretty happy with how many followers I have for not interacting with it. Thanks.
More people should follow Phil. Keep also, following Phil on Twitter.
Follow Phil, but then follow Joey too, because I say stuff about things.
Yeah. Only follow Joey if I engage him in conversation.
Well, which we don't, but you should still follow me because I got like important things to say because I'm also as important as Phil.
Yeah,
that's maybe. All.
All right, number four. Nick Allen wasn't me, but I would totally say that.
We know.
Well, yeah, certainly sounds like something Nick Allen would say.
If you rearrange the letters in Nick Allen, it spells Steve Sagas.
It spells Callen. Nickname.
It spells
that's horrible.
Akenellen.
That's for a segment to be had on Grandma's Grammar Corner, the Anagram Show. All right, number five. Lastly, please continue the Boxcasts. I love them not only for their pure hilarity, but also because I kind of feel like a character on the Boxcast. Phil, your ability to think of such funny things on the spot is incredible. And Joey, your obsession with penis jokes surpasses even mine, and for that I bow down to you, both of you. Okay. All right. Well, I sound pretty great in that comment.
Wow. That's really high praise.
Yeah, I am pretty great, Joey. I think we both know that.
Yeah. Finding that out very quick.
You, Joey, I'm great, and you love penises.
So this is going to seem really random, but this email in particular has inspired me to pick up my guitar and sort of express my feelings in song.
You play guitar?
I dabble. And by dabble, I mean this is not going to sound very good. But I would just like to introduce a micro segment of the mailbox that I would like to call... musical interpretations of an email in the key of sax.
Key of sax.
Are you fine with this? I'm just gonna. I didn't come prepared or anything. I mean, this is totally off the cuff. I mean, I got a guitar here. I mean, are you cool with that? Or
I'm just a little more worried. And the key of sadness sounds. Well, it sounds sad.
We'll see here. I just would like to say...
I'm ready to cry.
I express my emotions the best in song, and I feel like now is the time to really... Steven's email has inspired me to write some pretty lyrics, and I would like to play them for you.
I'm ready. I'm open.
I don't have a title for this,
Untitled is a pretty good title.
Untitled, and this is how I was feeling. I apologize for any stumbles. This is not pre-rehearsed, and just know it comes from the heart.
Just let it raw.
Dear Phil, I have some questions to ask. So I'm writing a letter for your podcast. What is it like to be so tall and cool with all those Twitter followers too? And be so funny. He's the coolest guy that I have never ever met. I love Phil. Oh, hey Joey, didn't see you there. I guess I should probably write a verse about you too. What is it like to be so close to Phil and such? Whoa, 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 whoa. Sure like dicks. So Phil, if you're doing nothing later, I'm easy to reach on my cell phone. Give me a shout and we can go bro out till our butts are sore and other gay stuff. Necessary whistle solo. All right, so yeah, I mean, that's just that's what fell out as I experienced that email, and I expressed myself best through modestly prepared song.
Well, you know, I'm openly weeping right now. Great. Openly. Raw emotion.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the joy mixed with sorrow.
I'm choked up. What can I say?
You know what that is? That is a very successful mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
Oh, well, that wraps up another boxcast, number 8 in the books.
Christmas edition, but, / sadness edition.
What's this though, Joey?
Hmm?
It looks like Santa's been to my apartment.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a...
Oh!
I've got a...
Santa has been to my apartment.
Can you hear me rubbing this package? I'm rubbing my package on the mic.
Great. I have a package. Phil, who's your package from?
Sharing machine.
Huh? You should open that and see what that is.
All right. Should we...
It's probably from someone you know, but it...
If you can't tell... Joey and I are opening our Christmas gifts from each other on the podcast live. Should we go one at a time?
Yeah, definitely. I would just like to point out, it sounds way gayer when you spell it out like that.
Does it? I mean, we're being pretty gay.
Out of all the gay stuff we've done this episode, right now feels the gayest.
I mean, because this is probably the most natural to who we really are. So, So yeah, Joey and I buy Christmas presents for each other, everybody. We're complete homosexuals. Yeah, who's going first?
That's what they do. You.
I'm going first.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a padded envelope here. Is the rip noise coming through?
Yeah. I don't even know what it looks like.
Ooh. Veins by Drew.
Yep.
Drew Toothpaste. Who writes...
is that what it's written?
Toothpaste. No, it just says by Drew. Okay. Veins by Drew, which is a novel written by Drew, who does Toothpaste for Dinner and half of Married to the Sea.
You have to let me know how that is. Very curious.
I love everything that he does.
So. Yeah.
Oh, Toothpaste for Dinner. It's a collection of the webcomic.
Toothpaste for Dinner. They're not sponsoring this show, but they should have.
They couldn't.
We just emailed them real quick.
And Married to the Sea, a collection of those webcomics, which are some of my favorite webcomics.
I think the only ones I've read are the ones that you send to me, but I know they're all really solid.
Yeah.
I read more Toothpaste for Dinner before anything else.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I will enjoy a lot of these in the bathroom.
I was going to say, I will put these on my toilet.
of the webcomics that I do read, Toothpaste for Dinner and Married to the Sea are at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. And Drew actually has like a weird, I think I sent it to you. There's this weird sort of find the hosts game that his local news station did. And he totally trolled on their Facebook wall. For a very long time. And I was at work laughing out loud at the whole comment thread from him.
Yeah, I remember you sent that to me. It's pretty good.
Well, thank you very much, Santa Joey.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's my turn. I'm going to open
explain the packaging.
This is a pink package, and it is sealed with a DestructoBox sticker. It's good to see that those are coming in use. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna start tearing.
I can hear it.
Can you hear it? I have it by the microphone so that you have full effect. I have opened to a white back plastic thing. I have not turned it over. I feel like the other side is really going to be what it is.
Maybe.
Yep. That is fantastic. Okay, what I am looking at is a iPhone case that is shaped like the torso of Joey the DestructoBox character, with DestructoBox written across his chest. This is fantastic.
I feel like you should wake up your wife to show her that gift.
Kim, look at what I got downstairs. This is awesome. From Uncommon. Is this like a custom skin place?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I had to make from scratch the Joey art for that case.
Really?
Yeah. And it I think I had like 10 revisions as I customized the iPhone case for that.
Fantastic. This is awesome. Thanks, dude. This is
you
great.
Have an iPhone 4, right?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I worried about that after I ordered it.
Well, I will be sure to, hold it out in front of my person. This is awesome.
You have to post it, or we'll have to post a picture of that on the on Facebook.
It looks great. I was going to say, you definitely got it before you sent it to me, so you saw what it looked like.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was it was trial and error because I didn't know what I was getting until it actually was sent to me, but I definitely made like 10 versions of it before I was happy with the mock-up
with the artwork of it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's pretty
cool.
It's
got the stubble.
Yeah, totally. I like it. Thanks, dude. Thanks, Santa Phil.
Add that to the collection of DestructoBox merchandise that only the creators of DestructoBox own.
The stuff we only buy ourselves. Fantastic. Well, I will be ditching my other case immediately after we stop recording here. That's awesome.
Well, I think that's a high note to end on.
Yeah.
Feels pretty
nice.
Good.
Here, let me, let's see here. We got, do some, a nice Christmassy end to all this.
Some good King Wenceslas rocket.
Yeah. I feel like we crawled out of the sadness pit that for some reason we started in.
Well, it's good that we ended on the gifts because we're both obviously pleased with them. So,
yeah.
So we started with them and it would just been working backwards till, hey, we're happy, and then now let's get really sad.
Yeah, let's just put this part first. Really draw the people in, and then they'll get invested, and then it's just
and
sad.
Crush their spirits.
Exactly. All right, well, I think that's another episode of the Boxcast. Huh?
Yeah, and another one in the books. We hope
last one of the year.
Last one of 2011. Looking forward to many more in 2012, as long as, you know, we can keep up with it, and new season of the show. So we hope everybody has a good set of holidays, whatever you're celebrating, especially if it's Christmas, because that's what we celebrate and we only like.
Because, yeah, that's the one true holiday. Absolutely.
And, yeah, enjoy any time off from work or school or being unemployed. And just being around your family and being reminded of your unemployment.
And marathoning your favorite web cartoon.
Yeah. And don't forget to send us your questions, comments, love letters, fan fiction to boxcast@destructobox.com. You can always go to destructobox.com to be linked to our Facebook, Twitter, to the episodes on Mondo, or to the Boxcast. We hope you guys had a great year. We had a lot of fun this year and looking forward to the next one.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next time.
All right. It's the last after party of the year.
The laster party
the last
of the year.
Laster party. Yeah. I'm listening to my Skrillex.
Skrillex.
And I'm dubstepping all over the place.
Is Skrillex like a? Is that like a person?
I think it's a drug that Lindsay Lohan's on.
Oh, is Skrillex the drug you do that makes your dick turn into a W?
I'm gonna find out in like 10 minutes.
Good, okay, good. Report back. Trip report, please.
Yes, sir.
Skrillex makes your dick turn into a W.
Unofficial DestructoBox endorsement of Skrillex.
You gotta shoot it right into your, like, your wiener vein.
Yeah, the main vein.
Main vein. Wiener vein.
Main wiener vein. Main vein. yes, okay. If you can't tell, we're both kind of drunk and loopy. And on the highs of Christmas presents. So hope you guys have a good year. If you want to go up to destructobox.com/xmas, X-M-A-S, it is a special DestructoBox Christmas card, end of the year holiday card, auld lang syne, all that shit.
I don't know what that means.
Figure it out. You've got a couple days before this goes up.
What is it? What is a lang syne?
It's different than a lang cosine.
Okay, got
math,
it.
Math, Joe.
I'll figure it out.
Anyway.
I'm going to make a thing.
We've had a great year, guys, and we appreciate all of the fan support, and keep writing us, keep watching our stuff.
We'll keep making stuff if you keep watching stuff.
We want to make a lot more stuff. So
all the stuff.
All the stuff. Hope you guys have a good holiday season, and looking forward to giving you more nightmares in 2012.
All the nightmares.
All the stuff.
All the stuff and nightmares. Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.